But right now, he is a part of that defensive line that coming into the week is third in the NFL. That's overall, third in the NFL overall with 27 sacks. He has four of them himself. We welcome in Cowboys defensive end Tyrone Crawford. What's up, dude? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, Tyrone, man, I appreciate you coming on, man. This defensive line, the way you guys have played this year, can you just talk about what's made it all come together? Certainly, we know how Lawrence has been like a beast with the first start and certainly coming in with David Irvin. What's been the key for y'all?
Man, we're just rushing. We have obviously those two guys that are wrecking havoc in there, and it's hard for offenses not to key on them. So when they're keying on them, and other guys get to free up, then it's coming from all over the place. So it's definitely just been good so far. We just got to keep it rolling.
Talk about yourself. I mean, you seem to have, I guess, found another home at right end. I mean, they've moved you all over the place. Certainly, you were at your tackle, your left end. Now you're right end. I think you did a little nose guard at some point last year as well. How do you feel at right end? How comfortable you are over there?
I'm feeling good at right end. I feel like I flipped my hips well there. I've never played there before, but I just kind of got comfortable just being a defensive lineman, being having to play the nose and the three technique on both sides. I like it, and just hoping to keep rolling at it.
It's just an example of certainly Rod trying to get his best guys on the field, and certainly you're selfless, and you have so much versatility. It's almost funny. Sometimes being versatile is a curse because they move you around, but it also means they want to use you and they find a place for you.
Yeah, he told me he's going to have me on the field rushing regardless. So, definitely, like it at right end, and, just hope we can keep rolling.
What do you feel like is the biggest difference for you guys this year where you have, like I mentioned, 27 sacks halfway through the season? As a unit, you guys had 36 all of last year. What's been the biggest difference between this year and last year up front?
It's just comfort level, playing with each other. I feel like, we kind of know when, each other's going to throw what punch, and I feel like we're just playing off each other really well right now.
And it's funny, I don't know, you guys, as a defense, there's so much talk about the offense and how that's been the key to this team, but is it the defense, you guys have a chip on your shoulder? You come into the season with a chip on the shoulder to let people know that you guys were going to be better and could make some plays this year?
Definitely. We know that's the type of team we're on right now. The offense gets a lot of love, and it's always been like that with us here in Dallas. As far as the defense, kind of being looked down on before the season, but happy this year. We got a lot of people asking us for interviews now.
how much fun are you having? how much fun are you having? I mean, it seems like right now this defense is what you hope to be at the start of the season. You got Sean Lee back. You got Hitchens back. Certainly you guys are healthy up front. This is the unit you wanted to start the season with. Certainly with your linebackers in place. You guys are playing well and hitting all cylinders. I don't know if you guys are playing as well if you've had a defense play around here in a long time.
Yeah, we got a good captain in Sean Lee. It's good to have guys start, rolling like DeMarcus, feeling healthy now, and Dave coming in feeling healthy. It's good to have those guys start rolling and, opening things up. So, we're just, happy to be rolling, and, we just got to keep it going. We can't fall off, at any point in the season. We just got to keep going.
What was the mood like today when you guys found out that Zeke was going to be suspended?
It's kind of been just a crazy ride for that guy. Just feel, extremely bad for him that he hasn't been able to clear his name yet. And I'm hoping, this all gets cleared up for him here soon. Hoping that he gets to focus just on football soon. I mean, that's pretty much the mood in the locker room right now.
But hasn't it been? It's been a roller coaster for the team as well, emotionally. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I've been with you guys, and it's certainly been something that's hung over the situation since training camp, and then you got all these twists and turns. You guys are, how have you been able to stay focused? What's been the key for you being able to stay focused and just focus on the task at hand?
I mean, you know, we got to play football regardless. So, I mean, the game's going to be played with them or without them. So, you know, we got good backups back there, and, you know, that's who we know. We got a lot of confidence in those guys. We gotta get the job done, you know, with our brother or without our brother. I mean, but, you know, we're always hoping the best for that guy. And, you know, just hoping he can clear his name here soon.
Talking to Cowboys defensive end Tyrone Crawford here with us on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. Is there any more pressure, I guess, that you guys might feel defensively knowing that the NFL's leading rusher from the last year and a half is not going to be on the other side of the ball?
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, I guess just in certain situations, perhaps, knowing that you have the option of Zeke offensively and the expectations of an offense that's putting up like 28 points a game that may not be there this time, do you feel like there's more pressure to make sure that you – I don't know if I'm asking the question the right way, but
no.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, I mean, Zeke's definitely a big target on our team, and, you know, we're lucky to have that guy. We're lucky to have got him in the draft, you know, but I feel like, you know, our running backs can go in there and, you know, with the three of them, definitely, you know, show different looks and, you know, create a good running game for us. And we can stay with that good passing game. But, you know, as a defense, you always go into the game, you know, trying to win the game and, you know, go worst case scenario. You know, that's what we look at going into the game. So, I mean, we're always going into the game trying to win the game. If the offense is scoring points, we would want to get, you know, turnovers for touchdowns anyways.
You know, and it's a tall task this week. I mean, certainly Atlanta has not been the force they were last year and went to the Super Bowl, but we know they have great running backs and they like to run the ball. We know they have a great quarterback in Matty Ice and they got Julio Jones on the outside. Can you talk, what's the key to slowing down that Atlanta offense and getting a win this weekend?
You know, I feel like, you know, we go into it like every week. You know, we try and stop the run. We make them, a one-task team. And, you know, I feel like if we can get them throwing the ball and, you know, get the quarterback holding the ball, we can get some good pressures on him. He's definitely a guy that tries to get rid of it quick. So, you know, if we can get some good coverage and have the coverage and the rush work together this week, I feel like we should be pretty successful out there.
What do you do? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, I know you said you got a massage. Is that kind of the routine the Thursday before the game? You get your massage and y'all do a team dinner tonight. What's the routine?
Yeah, Thursdays, you know, I usually come home, get a massage, and immediately get into my hyperbaric chamber. And then, you know, we go out to D-line, little dinner, quick dinner. We just go out there and, you know, just try and get together, talk a little ball, and then head home and hit the sheets, man. That's our Thursday.
Hyperbaric chamber. How long you had that?
That's high tech.
You know, I've had a couple injuries in the last couple years, as you know, yeah. And obviously. I mean, I've just been trying to, you know, stay injury free. So I got it this year, and, you know, just trying to do whatever I can for my body to try and make me feel better going in week to week. You know,
has it worked? You feel it's worked? I mean, certainly you're playing well, and you're looking good, and that defense line has it going. Has it worked for you? You feel it's made a difference?
You know, yeah, I definitely feel like it helps me recover quicker, and you know, it helps me jump back quicker. I definitely got in it when I messed up my ankle, and you know, I feel like it helped me, you know, get back on the field quicker. So, I mean, if it's doing that, I know it's doing something for me. So I'm just gonna keep on doing it, and you know, hoping I stay healthy, and that's about it, man.
Defensive line dinner, is it steak or is it lobster? What is it?
You know, we try and mix it up, but it's usually steakhouses. We usually go to a steakhouse, and some of the guys get carried away and get all the expensive steaks. But,
you know, man, I need to hang out with you guys on Thursday.
Is that the young guys getting carried away? They don't understand how expensive those steaks are?
Yeah, they don't understand until, you know, it turns to be their turn, and then everybody gets back.
So who puts down the most steak?
Usually me, but, you know, that's obvious. You know?
Well, you got some other big guys now. Malik looks like he can eat too now.
I mean, yeah, Malik and he just likes his calamari.
Okay, he's a calamari guy. Hey, right, man, yeah. Hey, we appreciate it, man, and thank you for the time, and certainly finish that massage, get in that chamber, and get you some food, man, and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys.